And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 18th of October. October 18th is World Okapi Day. The okapi is the only living relative of the giraffe. Okapis are beautifully patterned animals who are native to the rainforest in the Democratic Republic of Congo, the only place where they can be found in the wild. They have brown bodies with zebra-like stripes on their legs rather than spots. But like giraffes, okapis have large, upright ears which catch even the slightest of sounds, helping them avoid trouble. They have giraffe-like, long, prehensile tongues, which they use for stripping the leaves off trees. They also use their tongues to clean their ears. Okapis are much smaller than giraffes, being only 6 feet tall rather than 18 feet tall. Okapis have thick, oily fur to stay dry in the rain and scent glands on the bottom of their hooves that help mark their territory. Okapi mothers communicate with their calves by making infrasounds undetectable to the human ear. Although a respected cultural symbol of the only country in which they are found, the okapi's existence is threatened by slash-and-burn agriculture and bushmeat poaching. World Okapi Day aims to raise awareness on the need to protect forest ecosystems, as loss of habitat is directly linked with wildlife extinction. The third Saturday in October is International Sloth Day. Sloths are slow-moving mammals often found in Central and South America. Sloths are arboreal animals, meaning they spend most of their lives in trees. The two major types are the two-toed and the three-toed sloths. Although sloths look like some kind of furry bear/monkey, their closest relatives are anteaters and armadillos. Sloths are famous for being the world's slowest moving mammal. Each day they travel up to 36 meters and sleep for 15 to 20 hours. It could take sloths days to digest a single leaf as they have an incredibly slow metabolism, only relieving themselves once or twice a week. Muscles make up only 25 to 30% of their total body weight, compared to 40 to 45% for other mammals. These long-armed animals are also excellent swimmers. Sloths can swim 3 times faster than they can walk on land. And because of their ability to slow their heart rate to 1/3 its normal rate, they can also hold their breath for a whopping 40 minutes underwater. A sloth's fur hosts a vast ecosystem of moths, bugs, and algae, which taints their fur green and camouflages them in the trees. Baby sloths cling to their mothers for up to 6 months after birth. Once they separate themselves, young sloths stay close to their mothers for 2 to 4 years. The biggest threat facing sloths is habitat destruction, and animal agriculture is responsible for 91% of Amazon rainforest destruction. To celebrate Sloth Day, refuse to support animal agriculture and slow down. The release of Propagandhi's album, Potemkin City Limits, was on this day in 2005. Propagandhi is an all-vegan band, characteristically punk in their anti-authoritarian nature that includes a belief in liberation, a concept which extends to compassion for animals. Politically-minded punks have viewed humans' treatment of animals as another of the many existing forms of oppression. Furthermore, due to the substantial affiliation between meat-eating and masculinity, many punks consider their vegan lifestyles as a feminist practice. Veganism corresponds to punk egalitarian values and offers a direct challenge to the gender relations perceived in meat. And here's a reading from Matthew 25. The king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go visit you?" The king will reply, "Truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these children of mine, you did for me." A reading from Matthew 25. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to care for the least of these.